deep in injury time. 2.5 minutes played of the 4 minutes of injury time, which the fourth official indicated down in front of us. And it's Finn Harps 1, Cove Ramblers 3. So Cove are going to win this game, but they will be the first to admit that it's been a much different second half compared to the first. Harps so much better. Got an early goal from the penalty spot. Shawnee Bradley converting after he himself was brought down in the area by the goalkeeper, Timothy Martin. Harps have won themselves a corner, a late corner. Adam McDade, who is one of their substitutes in the second half, gets the ball, places it on the little arc, and Tony McNamee is going to deliver this one into the area. Can Harps find a second, which probably would only be a consolation at this late stage of the game? But Harps so much better in the second half. Credit to them. Here comes the delivery from Tony McNamee, headed clear. Gavin McAteer is going to try and return it, but it's headed clear for a second time by a Cove defender. And I would say Cove will be happy enough just to wind down the clock and get out of here with what would be an important win for them. Because remember, in the playoff battle, Cove were in the last of the playoff positions before tonight. This victory will lift them up into fourth place in the table. So it'll be an important result. Longford Town will slip to fifth. Kerry are sixth. And at the other end of the table, well, at the top end of the table, Cork City are drawing 2-2 away to Treaty United. But believe it or not, their lead at the top of the table is 20 points. With 8 games left to play in the season, they're going to be 20 points clear after tonight. UCD are second, Bray Wanderers are third. Next Friday night, Harps will go to UCD, and there goes the full time whistle. The match referee Damien McGrath bringing an end to this game. It's been a much better second half from Harps, but they've lost again, and their record of late has been very, very poor. A 5-0 defeat at Bray Wanderers, a 5-0 defeat at Longford Town, a 3-0 defeat here in the last game against Cork City. They've lost again tonight. Just one win now in 14 games. Doesn't get any easier for them. Patrick McAleenie in charge, of course, and better second half. At least they can take the positives from that. Very, very briefly before we go back to you, Marty, in the Premier Division tonight, been a disappointing and difficult night for Derry City, who played much of the second half with 10 men. It's Bowes 5, Derry City 2. They're in injury time at Daly Mount Park. St. Pat's have closed the gap on Shamrock Rovers to just 4 points, thanks to a 2-0 win at Drogheda United. Galway are leading at Dundalk by 2-1, deep in injury time there, and it remains Sligo Rovers 0, Waterford FC 0 at the Showgrounds. The players down in front of us are shaking hands, and as I say, next up for Finn Harps, it's an away game next Friday night at UCD. Final score here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Cove Ramblers 3.